This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to start the day and the week with you. And as we always do, the best way to start any day is by going to God's Word, listening to God. I hope that's what you do when you open your Bible, not just read the Bible and see if something hits you, but even before you open your Bible, to begin meeting with God and say, Lord, I'm so glad to be in relationship with you. I'm so glad that you are walking with me through this day and all it contains. I believe in your presence with me, and I know that you want to speak to me. I'm listening to you. As I open my Bible, I invite you to speak to me, help me to grow, and to understand how you want me to live today. Draw me closer to you. That's the way to read your Bible. Relationally, God is speaking to you through His Word. Well, we're looking at Proverbs, and Proverbs is full of such interesting and practical advice, isn't it? And today is no exception. As we read two verses from Proverbs 21 today, bear in mind that these verses were written by a man. You'll see why I say that. We want to look at verses 9 and 19. Verse 9 says, "It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman." In verse 19, it says, "It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and vexing woman." I don't know if Solomon had a particular woman in mind when he wrote this proverb, but you get his point. Of course, a woman could just as easily write a similar proverb about a contentious man, and there are plenty of them. The point is this: always insisting on getting your own way in life will make you unliked and unhappy. Now, these proverbs about a contentious woman, a contentious person, we could say, is a person who just won't let go of an issue until they get their own way. You know, that's an un-Christ-like attitude. It's an attitude that says, I want to get rather than give. You know, why is it that a person acts that way? Well, they feel that they can't really be satisfied unless they get what they want. They have a need to control the situation, and they think that their relationship, their experience, will be better if they can make the other person adopt their point of view. But the ironical thing is, when they get their way, the other person resents them, and the relationship is worse. Yeah, they may control the situation, but the relationship itself goes bad. And in this practical advice today, God is warning you away from a way of relating to people that will leave you lonely and bitter. Learn to be a giver in relationships rather than someone who never stops until you get your own way. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.